Bruce Cameron is the best-selling author of A Dog's Purpose, which spent more than 10 months on the New York Times bestseller list and is soon to be a major motion picture from DreamWorks. He now returns with the sequel, A Dog's Journey, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Bruce Cameron to the roundtable this morning. Bruce, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate
it. Hey, thank you for having me.
It is a great honor to have you here. Give us a sense of how all of this started for you, both A Dog's Journey and A Dog's Purpose.
Well, it's so funny. I had this interaction with a dog. I had I was riding my mountain bike years ago in the mountains of Colorado, and I met a dog. I like to stop and talk to the dogs, and so I stopped, and this dog interacted with me in a way that was almost startlingly familiar. It was as if I was interacting with the very first dog I ever met. My dog Cammy, when I was 8 years old, came into our household and had a lot of peculiar ways of interacting with me, like, a certain tilt to her head and a way that she wagged her tail, how she would bounce her butt on the ground. And I rode off from that encounter thinking to myself, it was as if I just saw my dog Cammy, as if she had come back. And I started thinking about that. Well, what if your dog didn't die? What if your dog was born over again and again and remembered each life? What would that look like from the dog's perspective? So that's how A Dog's Purpose came into being. I just all of a sudden had this idea of this dog that that doesn't die in the end of the book, because I hate dog books where you fall in love with a dog and then at the very end they're like, okay, now we're going to have a dog funeral. That's
right.
Not my idea of a great time. And so I wanted to write a book where the dog doesn't die in the end, and that's A Dog's Purpose. And of course, that, by the end of A Dog's Purpose, the dog who has been born over and over again has this sense of there must be some reason why this keeps happening, some purpose I must fulfill, and until I fulfill that purpose, I'm going to be reborn. By the end of A Dog's Purpose, he thinks he's fulfilled it. He thinks he's got it nailed, except for there's this little girl. There's this little girl that just keeps making bad decisions and getting into trouble, and the dog, at this point named Buddy, thinks to himself, this little girl needs a dog in her life to protect her. And so in A Dog's Journey, it becomes about finding his way back to this little girl as she goes through several points in her life. And so his new purpose, if you will, is to protect this one girl. Her name starts off as Clarity June, is what her mom calls her, but she goes by the name CJ to everybody else. And CJ just makes bad decisions her whole life, and the dog is absolutely right. She needs a dog in her life.
So there is that question that's at the center of, do we really take care of our pets or do they take care of us? And I guess the answer comes down to both, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I really believe that when we rescue a dog, we're rescuing ourselves, and we're doing a really good thing for both parties in the situation, and it's a great idea. There's lots of rescue dogs in A Dog's Journey because I've become really aware of how important this work is and how wonderful it is. When you rescue a dog, you rescue two dogs, because you rescue the dog that you took home from the shelter, and then because shelters are always overpopulated, you made room for a slot there. You got it so that another dog can be taken off the streets and saved, and you've done a great thing.
How much do you there's so many of us that look at our dogs and try to figure out what they're thinking and try to figure out what's going on between those floppy ears, and how much did you want to do actual research on that, or did you just want to stick with what you of what you felt and how the dog touched you?
Well, I read a lot of books about dogs, and I started to conclude, after spending a lot of time just sitting in the dog park watching dogs interact, I started to conclude that our books are wrong. I mean, I think we have this notion that dogs are basically wolves, and that their pack behavior is all about what they would be like if they were living in the wild, if they were wolves. But we have bred these animals for 20,000 years to be with us. We've bred the wolf out of them, and you can't look at a dachshund or a chihuahua and say, "Yep, there goes a wolf." You know, it's not the same. And so the dog behavior that I saw in the dog park and the way they interact is not really wolf behavior. It's dog behavior. They're so attuned to human emotions. So when I wrote A Dog's Journey, I was really focused on, you know, these are animals that are really meant to be with us. When we say, do we rescue them or do they rescue us? Well, we bred them to rescue us. We're really interested in not letting those dogs who didn't want to be with us, we didn't let them reproduce. And manipulating the species as we have done has completely changed it.
The book starts off, as I sat in the sun on the wooden dock that jutted out into the pond, I knew this to be true. My name was Buddy, and I was a good dog. And you sort of get the impression that really, in this world, all dogs are good.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, you know, the wonderful thing about writing A Dog's Purpose and A Dog's Journey is that my main character is this absolutely joyous, optimistic creature who really can't have a bad day. It really is true that almost no matter what happens to a dog, they see the bright side of things. They just have trouble being depressed. And what a great main character. You know, they're still very complex, and they're still very tied into our emotions, but dogs are just wonderful when it comes to how they see the world. And when I have a choice, and when possible, I try to live my life just like the dogs.
Yeah. And yet, you know, something I found interesting, and I thought about this while reading the book, is that there's also, when you look at dogs, there can be an inherent sadness to them as well, a melancholy.
Yeah, I prefer to see it as more wisdom. As dogs get older, I believe that they start to really get, you know, more and more wise as to what's going on. Not so much with the world, which I think is sort of beyond their grasp, but in their own family, and you know, they become about the routine. They're definitely seeing the changes in us, perhaps as we get older. Certainly, growing up with a dog, you notice that one day you go to college, and when you come home, your dog is really happy to see you. But you do also get the sense that you were really missed while you were gone. So I don't think I see a sadness. I think I see a wisdom in a dog, and certainly in A Dog's Journey, this is a dog who has had several lives, and so by now he's very wise, and he's very much in tune to what's going on around him.
You were talking early on about, you know, the dog books where the inevitable conclusion is that the dog passes, and it's one of those reminders, of course, that a dog's life is very short when you compare it to ours. It is tough because we can have many dogs in our lives, and of course we'd love to have them forever.
Yeah, I really think that there's a lesson that dogs teach us if we're aware of it, which is that you should enjoy every day the way the dogs do, because every day is limited. You're only going to get one, and then that day is gone. And you don't see dogs wasting the day. They're enjoying it, even if they're just taking a nap in the sun. They look really content. And that is sort of the lesson of the dogs. They are with us very briefly, and then they're gone. And we, human beings, have to deal with that loss and move on. And it's really hard to do, but it teaches us that important lesson. And I really think that when we lose our friends, when we put them down or lose them in other ways, I really think that the last thought on their minds is they really, really hope that we get another dog.
Right. Dog lovers should have dogs.
Yes.
And with that said, I assume Buddy will be around for a while.
You know, he's a great character, and he has really grown on me. I feel as if I know Buddy. I don't actually. My dog's name is Tucker, and where Buddy is wise and has gone through many things, my dog Tucker is singularly focused on digging the stereo cables out from underneath the carpet,
right.
And I cannot get him to stop.
As he should, of course.
Yeah. So I really am enjoying this character Buddy, and of course we've got this. This movie coming out from DreamWorks for A Dog's Purpose, which is just going to be so much fun to see what happens on the screen.
Well, the new book is A Dog's Journey, another novel for humans. It's the sequel to A Dog's Purpose. It is published by Forge. Bruce Cameron, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for being with us, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you very much. It was really great.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.